Good morning, Alan.
Paul, so you and I spoke prior to this kicking in. Where are we at now at this point in time, please, from an insurance perspective and from the advice you'd like to share with us this morning?
Well, firstly, from a travelling public perspective, Alan, this strike so far has caused the cancellation of just under 400 flights. So it's having a pretty big impact. And this coming week, between Wednesday and Sunday, another 120 Aer Lingus flights will be cancelled. So for any listeners this morning who plan to travel on Aer Lingus, we're checking whether you've received a notice from the airline. So three very important pieces of information for any listeners today, Alan. Firstly, because the cancellations between Wednesday and Sunday are so tight, it gives them very few options. Aer Lingus will give them three options. They firstly will give them the option to reschedule. Secondly, the option for a refund. And bear in mind, because it's so tight, many of these listeners will be entitled to redress. And also that's a form of compensation. Because it is so tight, they're most likely going to incur some fees on the other end of their journey because they're cancelling so finely. So they may lose money on hotels, car hire cancellations and things like that. So that's already scheduled and baked into the cost Aer Lingus will have to suffer as a consequence of the industrial action. Outside of that, Alan, there's a few things your travel insurance will do. So do check, firstly, that you've got travel insurance. If you do some good quality travel insurance policies, most of them, Alan, they've got an element of compensation for the cost that the airline doesn't pick up. So well worth checking on that.
Right. I mean, from the outside looking in, Paul, what are your expectations? I mean, I have a quotation attributed to a Captain Mark Tighe where he mentioned the union was considering an escalation before the Labour Court's invitation. I mean, like an escalation to somebody tuned into us at the moment would be really, really worrying, wouldn't it? Extremely worrying.
It is indeed. Bear in mind that there's growing tension between both the Airline Pilots Association and Aer Lingus itself. And over the past week, we've seen that tension grow to a point where they're not really on the same page. The people who suffer are the travellers, travelling public, us in the middle. Some of that tension came through on last Saturday, where 120 flights were cancelled on a one-day stoppage, an eight-hour stoppage that took place just alone on Saturday morning, unplanned, and we weren't advised of that. And that type of increased action, well, that's going to hit us and hit us all, Alan. The second thing that's happening, if something happens to your flight, for example, you're already on holidays and due to come back, and the flight's delayed for any purpose or its takeoff, we're finding already this week that the pilots are refusing to fly because it may go beyond their flying hours and they're refusing to work overtime. So there's the silent impact of this also taking place. So we're seeing this growing level of disruption, Alan. It doesn't look good at the moment. 400 flights already cancelled. Hopefully the Labour Court have something to talk about today, but it does look very thin. There's very little bridging between both sides so far over the past week. And this looks like it's set to continue. So it is worth everyone checking on their rights right now. Check your travel policy and just make sure you're well covered.
And as the CEO of People Insurance, Paul, how do you see the role of insurance in mitigating the risks and the impacts of such industrial actions on businesses and their stakeholders?
So I've break that into two parts. For the travelling public, anybody who booked a holiday before June 13th and took the travel insurance out before June 13th, and June 13th is important. That's the day after the Airline Pilots Association voted for industrial action. So up to that point, there's a clause within everyone's travel insurance policy that covers them for the out-of-pocket expenses incurred on holidays. And some of that will be because of industrial action. So everybody up to that point who got their travel insurance and booked their holiday, they'll have some element of cover, Alan. Unfortunately, after June 13th, there's what's called prior notice. And that means anyone who buys a holiday and also takes insurance after that point, this element of the Aer Lingus strike may not be covered. I'm not saying it won't be, but it may not be. So that's really important for us all to know. For businesses, well, the big thing is going to impact tourism, Alan. And that's the one that we're all terrified about. It's going to impact the reputation of our country, the impact on visitors to Ireland, both from Europe, primarily from Europe, because that's the flights which are impacted at the moment, but also from the US. And will it cause people to consider travelling less? So long term, yes, we'll suffer. as a travelling public. But more importantly, it looks like Aer Lingus may be the big loser in this in the long term.
So final question, Paul, is from your perspective, what are the key challenges and the opportunities that the dispute presents for both Aer Lingus and the aviation industry as a whole?
Well, for Aer Lingus and the aviation industry, firstly, we really depend on Aer Lingus and Ryanair, our two major carriers, for helping us not only from work, but also for holidays. And so we need those two airlines to be healthy. Aer Lingus is suffering because it didn't get some of the latest aircraft that it was hoping to get, which is these more efficient aircraft that we use on the transatlantic route, Alan. And that really is the backbone of this airline. For Aer Lingus, the transatlantic route starts getting affected. That actually doesn't look very good for the airline long term. So we do need a healthy airline. It's good for us all because it gives us access to Europe, our weekend breaks, and also to the US, which is an important market. So certainly we'd love to see the bridge gapped between both of them. It does look intransigent at the moment, but the Labour Court have a very good track record, Alan, in bridging gaps. So fingers crossed on that.